Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Love the Lord. I love the Messiah, and I definitely give honor to him and also to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit on tonight, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is the active force within the earth right now. If you all didn't know, the Holy Spirit is the active force within the earth right now. He's the one that gets the job done. I've heard a powerful from the Lord that she said the Holy Spirit, the nickname that they have for the Holy Spirit in heaven is called Drama King. Glory to God, Drama King, because he is just dramatic in everything he does. Glory to God. And I think that's a good thing, and I love the Holy Spirit. Every morning I wake up, I commune with him, and I just thank him, and I just love him for what he is doing and continue to do in my life. Glory to God. Can you hear me? Amen. Glory to God. But one of the most important factors outside of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in my life, my wife, my beautiful wife, Dr. Apostle April, I thank God for her. Yes, she is an apostle of the Lord, and I thank God for her, and I honor her tonight. And I tell people oftentimes that this ministry, KCI Worldwide, Kingdom Centers International, and Worldwide United Kingdom Organization, would not be anything without my wife being on the forefront. I'm not a man of God that believes the women to look pretty and sit in the pew or just sit in the background. I'm not in with these big old hats and these cute dresses. No, my wife is a primary voice in the ministry, and I give her honor. She does a lot of the, actually all of the administration work right now at this stage we're in. Glory to God, and she's a powerhouse in the Lord, and I thank God for her. She's a teacher, an apostle, a prophetess, an evangelist, glory to God, a missionary in her own right, and I definitely give honor to her on tonight. Glory to God. I want to say that God is saying that we must press. God is saying that we must press. You must understand, you might go through pressure in your life. You might go through pressure in your ministry, but you still must press. You got to press. When we're pressing, pressure must be applied. So understand this. When you are under pressure, you take that same pressure and use it to push through doors. Understand what I'm saying? If you understand martial arts, they know how to use the body parts. They know how to, when somebody is coming against them with a fist or a kick, they know how to counter that and basically use their opponent offense against their own self. It's the same way in with dealing with the spiritual thing, with the spiritual matters. You got to understand, don't let the pressure that you are under defeat you. Use the pressure to help propel you through the doors that God has for you. So the Lord wants us to understand that we have to press, body of Christ. We have to press, KCI. You got to put a little elbow grease in whatever you do. You might be very close to your breakthrough, but you got to put more elbow grease in it, and you have to press. You have to push. You can't quit. You can't give up. Amen. You can't stop. In this end time, we're living in the end of days. It's no time to look back. I often tell people, if you was gonna backslide, you should have backslid years ago, maybe 10 years ago. Right now is not the time to backslide. The Bible says he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Now understand this, that scripture, that context has a lot of value right now in the end times we live in. Because you have to understand, the closer we get to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, then what happens is the closer we get to his supernatural glory. So the closer we get to the return of Jesus, the more his glory begins to descend from heaven. And you have to understand what happens in the glory in the end times is it accelerates things. When you are in the glory of God, it accelerates things. So what I'm saying is, people of God, if you do good and walk according to the statutes of God in these end days, your rewards are going to come a lot quicker. But if you do bad or do the things against God's word, then your reward for that is going to come a lot quicker, which is judgment. So it's no time to backslide. It's no time. We are not a weak church. But a lot of us are walking around like we are weak and like we are defeated. We are not a weak church, glory to God. The Bible says, after that which the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive what? After that which the Holy Ghost come upon you, and understand this, I'm not the normal preacher. I move in God's glory. So if I say something like that, you better bank on it. It's massive. If I say a blessing coming your way, you better bank on it. It's going to come immediately. I don't just operate. I operate in the glory. So when I'm preaching and teaching, and if I speak into your life, you better bank
thank
on
you
it.
So Jesus.
I said he's about to bless you.
Thank you.
I give you peace for that. Glory to God. So after that which the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall receive power. You shall receive power. Unless you really ain't got the Holy Ghost. And if you really ain't got the Holy Ghost, then you really ain't got no power. If you really ain't got no, then it's just a facade. A lot of people got the form, but they're denying it. They're denying the power thereof. And in this end time, you are going to need God's power like never before. Somebody don't hear me tonight. When the rumors of the wars are not just rumors anymore, but they begin to come upon our land and they begin to get real, you're going to need God's power.
Amen.
So we got people that's teaching and preaching against the miracle ministries. But as I told my congregation when I taught on end times, I think it was last Friday, I told them it's going to be people running to miracle ministries because it's going to be food that's scarce.
Right.
And you're going to need somebody to speak food into your life and it instantly appear. Ain't going to be people talking against the miracle ministries when the stuff hit the fan.
Right.
So you, in end time, you need true power.
Amen.
You need power. Repeat after me. Say, we need God's power.
We need
Amen.
Power.
Amen. Now understand this. Sometimes God's power isn't always seen visibly. Not only do you need God's power in these end days that we live in, but you also need faith. Because there's going to be some things that might come and shake your world. But people of God, in this end times that we live in the end of the world is upon us, the days that we live in, it's going to be some things that come and that's going to shake your faith. I repeat it because I really want it to sink in. But you got to understand this. We walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Things unseen.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes God's power is not seen like it is effective in your life because you can't see it or you can't feel it. But what do you tell an atheist who don't believe in God? They say you can't feel God, you can't taste God, and you can't see God. You tell that atheist what? This ain't about a visibility thing. This is about a faith thing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In this end time, it's going to take faith to produce God's power.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles if you got your Bibles. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And trust me, I am going somewhere. I'm definitely going to, glory to God. I'm trying to take you with me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. I want to understand this passage right here, people of God. It says, if my people, and then you read a few lines down, it says, if my people will seek my face, and then you read a few lines down, it says, and turn.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The reason that I point that out to you is because God's blessings and God's reward in this end time is predicated upon what you do. You can't get nothing free. Everybody talk about salvation is for free. Yes, Jesus paid the price for us to live under grace and mercy, but you got to understand this. You got to be able to keep that grace and mercy. I don't believe once saved, always. The Bible says that, heaven enlarges itself daily. It's always somebody turning to the hell. You got to understand this. You got to do something to keep your salvation. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands. A lot of people don't understand this war that's going on between so-called, quote-unquote, the white cops and the black community. This ain't got with race. This thing is a spiritual thing.
Yes.
I don't care how many protests you walk down the street in and hold hands and pray. Thank God for the protest. Thank God for the prayer. But it's going to take more than that. It's going to take more than prayer. It's going to take, as the scripture I just read said, to us to turn from our wicked ways. It's going to take, what is turning from your wicked ways is repentance. And we can, the politicians, the pastors, we can gather around and sing Kumbaya all we want, but it don't. We can have worldwide prayer days all we want, but if we ain't turning from our wicked ways, the heavens are shut up to all of that we're trying to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
We in the times, and this scripture says to turn from your wicked ways.
Yeah.
We got to turn.
Hallelujah.
Don't you? God, don't you know God can confuse the people? He can send the spirit on people that was back in the ancient times, and it happened right now. You wondering why we starting to look like the 1940s and 1950s? Everywhere you go is almost, if you a black man, you looking behind your back because you afraid. That's a spirit. That's an ancient spirit. That's a spirit in our grandparents' time that's coming upon America. And the reason that it's coming on America is because we are under judgment.
Yes.
We got to turn. I don't care how many prayer rallies Oprah Winfrey get together. If she ain't right in her heart and ain't living for God, it don't matter.
Right.
How many Jacksons or how many anybody get together, we got to turn from our way.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Oh, understand this. In the book of Chronicles, I'm going to give you a little bit of information. In the book of Chronicles, it covers a period of 427 years. And in those 427 years that it covers, it speaks of King David's son Solomon and how King David's kingdom was divided. It also speaks of how the kingdom went into a state of apostasy. You say apostle, you say what is apostasy? Apostasy in the simplest form means to be in a backslidden state.
Yes.
What it means? It means to be in a backslidden state. But the precise definition of apostasy is abandonment or the renunciation of religious or political belief. The renunciation or the abandonment of religious or political belief. We're not talking about politics tonight. We're talking about religion. We're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus. You say, well, how is this backsliding? Because any time you are in a backslidden state, you are renouncing God by stepping back from God. America has taken a step from God. America is in a state of apostasy, just like the kingdom of David. You got to understand that. Now, the Bible says he's married to the backslider. Yes, this is true. But that don't mean that you can do whatever you like and you can still be in good graces with God. That simply means, when it says he's married to the backslider, that simply means his grace is always available to those who are alive. Because once you're dead, ain't no more grace for you. You in the spiritual realm now. You in eternity. He didn't come and die for spirits. He came and died for human beings. So we all have an opportunity to walk in good graces with God. But a lot of people use that scripture as an excuse to do everything under the sun.
Yes.
He's married to the backslider, but you got to understand, he can divorce you as well. Somebody didn't hear me.
Amen.
You can cheat on your spouse and think you're going to be in good graces with God.
Thank you.
Man reaps where he sows. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. His church is the bride. So what I'm trying to get you to understand is, when we are a rebellious people, a rebellious nation, that should have been one nation under God, but now we're one nation under idols, we are basically saying, God, we want a divorce. No longer married to you. The kingdom, people, its constituents, had turned away from God. The kingdom, its people, and its constituents had turned away from God in David's time. And I want you to understand this. We all know what happens when you turn your face from God. Well, we should know what happens. When we turn from God, he therefore turns his face from us. Even as in the King Solomon's father David, so as it is today in the kingdom of America.
Yes.
Even at the time with God. We living in a time where people will cuss out the preacher just like they cuss out their mama. You didn't catch that. It's sad because people don't even respect their own mama. And they definitely don't respect the man or woman of God. You wouldn't even understand. I got people daily coming to me trying to check me on theology. And once they told them the theology, they get an attitude and want to curse me out. They don't respect God because they don't respect the servant. These people, back in the old days, even when I was out there in the streets, I wouldn't dare light up a Newport 100 in the church parking lot. I would wait till I get in my car, drive about 7 blocks down, hope the mother from the church don't see me because I would be embarrassed, even though I wasn't a part of the church, but I had that much reverence for the church.
Amen.
In this end time, we have lost our respect and our fear for God.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us to fear God. Fear in this context means to have reverence for, to have godly respect for. And we don't have that. The church has lost it, and the world definitely doesn't have it. Therefore, we are living in an age where the face of God has turned from the people. And when God brings forth judgment to a country, he usually does it by what? For my Bible scholars, he usually does it by way of nations. If you see the primary nation in the Bible, which was the nation of Israel, in the Old Testament, every time Israel turned from God, what would happen? Every time Israel turned from God, God would use the surrounding nations to bring judgment to them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the primary nations God used was the nation of Egypt. And that's, they were in bondage to Pharaoh. Everybody knew the story of Moses, at least we should. If we had some kind of church back, took us to church or something to that effect, come on, everybody should know that, even if you ain't studied your Bible. Pharaoh in Egypt, the children of God, the Israelites, in bondage because of Israel's rebellion. So every in the Bible. Every time when God brings forth judgment to a country, he usually does it by the way of other nations.
Mm.
Now, we know by end-time revelation that America has many allies. We know this. Great old America has many allies. But we also know that America has made what? Has made many, 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 many enemies.
Right.
Enemies. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you this. Amongst those enemies are ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS, modern form of ancient Egyptian practices of worshiping multiple gods. I want to say that again so you can have a clear understanding what the spirit of ISIS is. It's not just an entity or a terrorist group, but this thing is a spirit. This same spirit was even back in the ancient times, and it just transcended to our modern times. This is an ancient form of Egyptian practices of worshiping multiple gods. You got to understand, Egypt, Israel, what they wanted to do, first of all, they served multiple gods. But the primary thing what they wanted to do was put the children of God in bondage. If they couldn't do that, what would they do? What would they try to do? They wanted to wipe them out. This ISIS want to do today. That's why I say this is an ancient spirit that just has transcended. This same spirit here that was 1,000, 2,000 years ago. This same spirit today, they want to wipe out what? They want to wipe out the Christians. They want to wipe out the Jews. And people heads off. Everywhere you look, they're killing people. They even killing and stoning and taking ancient things and doing it to their own. So amongst the enemies of America, you have ISIS, which is a modern-day form of ancient Egyptian practices in worshiping multiple gods, and they do not serve God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit, but they serve an Islamic God by the name of Muhammad, which is also, if you go through the transliteration, it is Dagon.
Yeah.
They serve a false god, and they want to make you bow down to him by any means necessary. If you don't, you dead.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.